Thanks so much for joining us for another edition of KFFB's Open Mic Program, and we are talking with race legend Mario Andretti. Mario, thanks so much for taking time and talking with us here on Open Mic. What a pleasure for us to talk to a legend like yourself.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me on.
You know, I was looking down the list. You have won the Indianapolis 500, the Daytona 500, the Formula One World Championship, the Pikes Peak Hill Climb. You won the IndyCar International. You've been three-time winner at Sebring. You won races in sports cars, sprint cars, stock cars, oval, road courses, drag strips, dirt, and on pavement, no doubt. On bicycles as well, if you go back then. You won virtually every level of motorsports. You took the checkered flag 111 times. I've done some studying here. It's amazing looking at your career. Stretch over five decades. Named driver of the year in three different decades, the 60s, 70s, and 80s. Driver of the quarter century in the 90s. And Associated Press named you the driver of the century in the year 2000. Amazing. And I know that we're told we got just a very brief time because I know you're a busy guy, but I've done tons of interviews. I know you have done a bunch of them. But my opening question is something as, have you ever figured out how many miles you have driven in your lifetime? It must be close to the world record, Guinness Book of World Records.
Well, Bob, that is a darn good question because I just started analyzing some time ago, actually, how many miles did I actually drive at Indianapolis alone, because I did so much testing there over the years, and I calculated that between the practice, the races, and the miles that I did testing, it's got to be close to 100,000. You know, so someday I think I'm going to have to sit down and calmly try to put all these miles together. Obviously, it could be a daunting task, but it could be interesting.
Now, one thing people always want to know, do you really drive a normal car?
Of course. How do you think I go to a drugstore?
They always think, is it really true when you think a race car driver? I mean, is it difficult for you to get a normal car like everybody else? Do you always find yourself turning left? You know, that's questions I've always wondered, you know.
Well, we turn both ways, you know. We do road racing as well, so that's not a problem. We do turn right at stoplights as well, not just left. You talk about driving on the roads. I mean, a lot of people ask me that, and we're as frustrated as anybody else, you know, watching some people just being so oblivious of what's going on around them, and that's usually the danger part.
When you do get in your normal car, though, doesn't it feel like you're just going very slow? Do you ever feel like, can we go a little faster? I mean, I imagine this must be tough to go on vacation with you. You know, it's just chilling out. That must be tough.
I'm very impatient. My wife reminds me of that. So I am very impatient. Indeed, I always think, you know, I stop at a stoplight. I say, why do people have to count to 10 before they move, you know?
Well, that is great. Another thing I've noticed, we got to talk about your wife. She has put up with you for 53 years nearly. And that is quite a record as well. I mean, in Hollywood status that they consider you, you know, the celebrity status, that's pretty amazing. She has really been by your side.
Well, indeed. You know, she's been an amazing lady, as you said, all these years. We married young and started a family very young, obviously, as well. But she's the one that held the fort, you know, through all of the travels and pretty ambitious travel that I've done, you know, throughout my career. And again, you know, that stability, however, was golden for me as far as maintaining clarity and not having, you know, issues close to home that can be so distracting. I think I started realizing, even after coming out of the cockpit, how important she was to me, you know, throughout my career. And she's the hero, actually, here.
When she does drive, do you ever let her drive when you go to the drugstore or to Walmart?
No, she won't drive when I'm in the car, you know, because I don't think she wanted to hear it.
One thing, if racing wasn't your occupation, seriously, I mean, everybody thinks, what would have been your number two occupation?
Well, I always say that I probably would have pursued a career of a fighter pilot. That's the other part that actually really intrigues me. And over time, I had the opportunity to visit air bases and to take flights with F-15, F-16, F-111, and get a real, you know, feel from, you know, what's going on up there, and to be able to control such powers. A machine could be so potentially lethal, you know, and such an incredible rush. And talking to these pilots, even at the air bases, a lot of the the way we phrase, the way we look at things is very, very close to what race drivers, the way we look at things. So the same lingo, if you will, in many ways. So that might have been my other vocation, probably.
Now, many don't know you are a twin, which that must have been really tough on your mom and dad. I mean, considering that you guys probably raced a lot and talked about, two of you. So that's something. But tell us about your brother. And did you guys really race as kids?
Yes. Well, we started together when we came to this country at age 15. About 2 years later, we started building a stock car to race locally. And we had one car, two aspiring race drivers, and that's how we all started. You know, he wanted to be a racer just like myself, and he was not as fortunate. You know, we were winning, believe it or not, the first season, and we had an invitational race at the end of the season where I was driving for somebody else, and he was driving our car, and he got hurt quite badly during a qualifying heat. A lot of that determined his future as a race driver, because he also had another very devastating accident driving a sprint car in Des Moines, Iowa, about 10 years later. And that pretty much sealed the end of his career. But he wanted as bad as I did, and he remained supportive in every possible way. And he has offspring, this third generation on his side as well, that's driving race cars.
When you look back, did you guys ever think that you'd be where you are when you were at 15? Did you ever have the inspiration to be a race car driver?
Well, the inspiration came very early. I mean, I was at just the beginning of my teen years when I became, I could say, enamored with the sport. It totally intrigued me and became passionate about it, the only way I can put it. And to be honest with you, I didn't have Plan B as my life was unfolding. So it was something that I wanted very badly at a very young age. And that's why as soon as it was the opportunity to get started, we did.
Well, we appreciate you taking time and talking with us. As we wrap up this program, we want to say what an honor it is to talk with you. And quite a gentleman. You're known in the racing business as being quite a gentleman and one that stands for high standards. Looking at the racing today, do you think that they are safer? Do you see it getting better or do you see improvements that still can be made?
Well, I think safety is a work in progress, no question, but we're light years ahead today than we were just even 5, 10 years ago. So the safety aspect is paramount in motorsports, and I think we're at the level where I really can say this, where 99% of the drivers today have a chance of retiring on their own terms, you know, which is a huge statement, in my opinion, based on what we were going through, you know, even just 20 years ago. So that's a good thing for the sport. It's healthy. The sport still remains, you know, and intriguing and exciting, and could be violent at times. I guess that's the attraction. It's got to be. But again, the drivers can sustain for big impacts and still walk away and have dinner with their family that night.
We've been talking with Mario Andretti right here on KFFB's Open Mic. You can find this program at KFFB.com. Also, a link out on our Facebook page. And Mario, thanks so much for taking time and talking with us here on Open Mic.